McMurphy puts his cigarette back between his teeth and folds his hands over the wooden chair back and leans his chin on them, squinting one eye against the smoke. He looks at Harding with his other eye a while, then starts talking with that cigarette wagging up and down in his lips. "Well, say, buddy, is this the way these Lidl meetings usually go?" "Usually go?" Harding's humming stops. He's not chewing his cheeks anymore, but he still stares ahead, past McMurphy's shoulder. "Is this the usual procedure for these group therapy shindigs? Bunch of chickens at a peckin' party?" Harding's head turns with a jerk and his eyes find McMurphy, like it's the first time he knows that anybody's sitting in front of him. His face creases in the middle when he bites his cheeks again, and this makes it look like he's grinning. He pulls his shoulders back and scoots to the back of the chair and tries to look relaxed. "A pecking party? I fear your quaint town-home speech is wasted on me, my friend. I have not the slightest inclination what you're talking about." "Why, then, I'll just explain it to you." McMurphy raises his voice, though he doesn't look at the other acutes listening behind him. It's them he's talking to. "The flock gets sight of a spot of blood on some chicken, and they all go to pecking at it, see, till they rip the chicken to shreds, blood and bones and feathers. But usually a couple of the flock gets spotted in the fracas, then it's their turn. And a few more get spots and gets pecked to death, and more. Oh, a pecking party can wipe out the whole flock in a matter of a few hours, buddy. I seen it. A mighty awesome sight. The only way to prevent it, with chickens, is to clip blinders on them, so they can't see." Harding laces his long fingers around a knee and draws the knee toward him, leaning back in the chair. "A pecking party. That certainly is a pleasant analogy, my friend. And that's just exactly what that meeting I just sat through reminded me of, buddy, if you want to know the dirty truth. It reminded me of a flock of dirty chickens." "So that makes me the chicken with the spot of blood, friend?" "That's right, buddy." They're still grinning at each other, but their voices have dropped so low and taut I have to sweep over closer to them with my broom to hear. The other acutes are moving up closer, too. "And you want to know something else, buddy? You want to know who pecks that first peck?" Harding waits for him to go on. "It's that old nurse, that's who." There's a whine of fear over the silence. I hear the machinery in the walls catch and go on. Harding is having a tough time holding his hand still, but he keeps trying to act calm. "So," he says, "it's as simple as that, as stupidly simple as that. You're on our ward 6 hours and have already simplified all the work of Freud, Jung, and Maxwell Jones and summed it up in one analogy. It's a peckin' party.